Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you so much for tuning us in, turning us on. I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you so much for the many, many years that you have supported the show. What I'd like to say really quickly before I introduce my amazing, amazing guest for today, I would like to say thank you guys all for your support. Almost 10 years ago, I cannot believe it. I have to pinch myself to actually say this to you. Almost 10 years ago, right on this very station or right on this very time frame, I dialed a wrong number and I dialed into this network, the Voice America Network. And back in 2003, I just want to say to you that not only were there not very many people listening to the internet, but if you can even imagine that there was no such, no smartphone. There wasn't a smartphone. So I just want you to hold that thought for a minute. The other thing I want you to hold is that not many people were doing the texting thing either. There was no Facebook, but there was this station. And at the time, it was a little bitty station, and I transposed a number like I usually do, dialed in, looking for a man, got a woman by the name of Tacy Trump, who's still my producer today, and within 10 minutes, I pulled out my credit card and bought my first hour of radio. Now the Dr. Pat Show has heard over 300 cable radio and stations across the United States. We are in Australia and 142 countries worldwide, and it is because of all of you. I want to take a moment in gratitude because of the content today for the show, because of Austin Vickers, who's joining me here today, writer and producer. But much more than that, this is an individual. This is a man that took a look at his life and asked a serious question. If I could just speak that question in the words of a very, very closely admired song, amazing, is that all there is? Now, I'm not sure that Austin said, is that all there is? But I will tell you, back in 2003, that is what I was saying. And I want to thank the universe for helping me connect the dots. And 9 years plus later, you step into your world. You never think you're going to have a passion for anything or a purpose for anything. And you wind up looking at your life and saying, is there more I can do? That's what today's show is about. Austin began his career, and you're going to hear a little bit about this today, as a trial lawyer. You know, one of the mega firms in the world, went on to do in-house work, Fortune 100 company. He and I maybe crossed paths in my HR days. You never know. But here he is today, facing something extraordinary in the year 2000. I was 10 years just before that, because I'm probably 20 years older than he is, but 10 years before that, my epiphany happened. So what is it about our lives that helps us move to a place of pursuing our passion? What is it about our lives that says, look, we want to help people understand the power, the potential, and move beyond the pain of change? That's what he did. In the last decade, he's been teaching personal leadership, the science and power of imagination, to top organizations. And I want to say hallelujah, son, for doing that. And now joining us here today with the conceived idea for a mega film, a film that everyone out there should have seen at least once, and that is People Versus the State of Illusion. This is a way of illustrating the power and potential. Austin, thank you so much for joining us here today. It is an honor and a privilege to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Dr. Patton. I appreciate that wonderful, wonderful introduction. You're very kind. Thank you.
You know, I have to tell you, just let's just start at the teeny weeny beginning if we could, and that's before the movie, because this is what you and I do. You know, we're out here to really show up as who we are. You know, there's not a mask anymore once we say yes to the rest of our lives. But I wanted to ask you, I mean, people that would look at your game plan for life, I like to call it, trial lawyer, one of the largest firms in the world, in-house Fortune 100 company, they would say, my gosh, guy, you've got it all. How deep did the emptiness inside you go?
Oh, you know, I always like to look at the laws of nature because I think we can learn so much about life. And, you know, when I would tell people what I was doing or in my work, and in fact, when I quit my job, I was actually based in London, England, working for an in-house company, and I was responsible for 22 countries in Europe. And, you know, I would call my friends, and one day I'd be in Rome, and the next day I'd be in Madrid, and it just, you know, to the outside world sometimes, that can just seem so wonderful. It can seem so light. But as I like to tell people, look, if you turn a light on, the brighter that light, the darker the shadow is. And it's always true in nature. I mean, everything has its equal and opposite. And as great as something can appear to be, there's usually and always a shadow that's equally as dark. And that was certainly true for my life. So as great as that external world was, my internal world was a complete mess. And it was definitely very, you know, just dark inside. I mean, I'd really shut down kind of my passion light, or that flame of passion, if you will, about the things I wanted to do and who I really was.
Well, you know, this is really, I love that. You shut down that passion light. You know what I love about this as well, Austin? Here it is. I grew up on the East Coast. I'm now on the West Coast in Seattle. But growing up on the East Coast, I was always fascinated by these little bugs that came out at night and they lit up, little fireflies. Do you remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Right. You've seen a few of those. And I remember sitting one day and just there it was. There was this one firefly and having an epiphany, a moment that said, oh, my gosh, I still have that flicker. I still have that light inside. What has this movie, People versus the State of Illusion, what light has this now shined within you that was different than before you did the movie?
You know, I think the biggest thing, it's a great question. I think the biggest thing is it felt like such a daunting task. I mean, one of the things that I teach in leadership all the time to people is to not worry about the how. You know, the one thing we know from the examples of great leaders who've come before is that they really don't worry about how something is going to be accomplished. What they focus on is the vision they have, the what, if you will, of their dream, and the why of it, like why they would do it and what their motivation is. But very often when they're looking forward, it's not clear how that dream or imagination is going to become a reality. And I think for me, that's how this movie felt. Like when I originally had the idea for writing the script and making the movie, I had never done that before. I had no experience. I had no money to make the movie. I absolutely had no earthly idea how it was going to be accomplished, but I knew I wanted to do it. And so it becomes this adventure. It becomes this really this great test of our willpower, our commitment, of our values to it. And the magic is in the unfolding. The magic is when you see people show up and say, hey, I'd really like to get behind this film, and how can I invest in it? And somebody else who says, hey, I'd really like to, you know, be in this film as an expert, you know, how can I do that? And all of a sudden, as you're, you know, plowing along on a day-to-day basis, holding this vision and staying committed to it, even though you still don't know how it's going to happen, boy, that's where the magic starts happening. And I think once you've done it once or twice, I don't think you can live your life any other way. I think that it becomes so intoxicating to have your dreams and imaginations become a reality and touch the lives of other people, that it just transforms you is the best way I can put it.
I think that is so well said. And I totally get that, Austin. I mean, you know, I forget the, you know, one of the many expressions my mom used to say to me, but, you know, once you have this experience, isn't it even hard to remember the old life, so to speak?
Oh, yeah. And it's often something we don't want to remember. I mean,
no.
I think the bigger trick sometimes is integrating it, right? And really looking back and finding the beauty in those moments, despite how painful it was when we live unconsciously or whatnot. But there for sure is always beauty in it. And as I have a scene in the film that I talk about a mosaic and, you know, the importance of a mosaic and the brilliance of the picture that forms in a mosaic comes from the contrast of those pieces that are kind of, you know, scratched and dirty and irregular shaped along with the ones that are more beautiful. And I think the same is true of our lives. The real beauty of our lives is not just by the good parts of what we want to show the world. It's by the arrangement and the contrast of all of us and every part of us. And it's in that contrast that our real beauty emerges.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you was the feedback, the responses that you got from the press. Let's start with the press, and this would be a good opportunity, you know, to talk about the backdrop for this. But you know, the Huffington Post comes out, the Examiner, you know, so many radio, television statements have come out and been able to say pretty cool things about the film. And at times, I wonder if this isn't the most important body of work we have right now, this film, because it meets us at our new level of consciousness. You see what I'm saying? It's like,
Yeah. Wow,
yeah. When What the Bleep came out, everybody was raving about it because it was like, for a lot of people, it's like, I don't even get it. I don't even get this film. But now what you've created in the state of people versus the state of illusion, it takes us to another level that is so very symbolic. I mean, the whole idea of prison, isn't that awesome? I mean, my gosh, isn't that like our worst nightmare?
I think that it is our worst nightmare. And yet most people, you know, are trapped in a prison of some sort or another. And that's really why I chose that metaphor for the film. Because, you know, we all have a tendency to trap ourselves within these walls that, while they'll feel comfortable and they allow us to feel a certain degree of safety and comfort, they really prevent us from moving forward into an adventure that always awaits us, that always is lying just outside of that comfort zone. And yet a large majority of people will never get there, because they're not willing to step outside, you know, that wall or that limitation that they've created for safety's sake. And, you know, that's what hopefully we're trying to accomplish with the film, is really waking people up to that idea of, hey, not only, you know, once you understand that these walls exist, you're the architect of those walls. And being the architect, that's where the beauty is, because it allows you to deconstruct them. And when you do, will it be scary? Yes. Will it, you know, be a thrilling adventure? Yes. And it's there and it's awaiting us. And so hopefully people will start to see that.
Oh, I love it. Austin Vicker is joining me here today. We're going to take a short break, everyone. If you have not seen the film, or if you're interested in having a viewing of the film in your area, we're going to talk about that when we come back, but also talk about what this journey is like to put a film like this out in the world and to know the significance and the importance and the lives, the many, many lives that it will change. We'll talk about some of the people that are also featured, our friend Dr. Joe, Debbie Ford, and many, many more. How did Austin go about finding these folks? What was it like for him to have a conversation with them? What part of Austin's life also reflects that of some of the characters in the film? We've got lots to talk about, lots to talk about. But, you know, in the words of someone that I studied for a long time, freedom, however, is not the last word. It's only part of the story and half of the truth. And that's Viktor Frankl. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I just want to mention to those of you out there, if you have a question for us, if you have a question for Austin, there's another way that you can ask your question. I know a lot of you work and are not able to call out. So what we've done is we've created a way for you to ask a question from our instant feedback system. All you need to do is go to the drpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And on the right-hand side, there's a box where you can type in your name and type in your question, and we will get your question on air through this show. So go ahead and do that. You can go to the drpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com, type in your question, and I know that Austin would be more than thrilled to answer it. Austin, thank you so much for, again, joining me here today. What a journey!
I know, right?
Oh my gosh. I mean, do you wake up some days and pinch yourself and think, oh my God, that's not my film. I didn't do that.
Well, you know, it's funny because I think the first, literally, I mean, I've seen the film now probably 150 times, you know, through through the editing process and putting it out. And then when it came into the theater and doing events, you know, a lot of those events I've been going to watch it. And, but I would say truly and honestly, for the first 30 to 40 times I watched the film, I would just cry. I would be in the back of the auditorium and I would just see it up there. And I was so amazed and shocked by just that, you know, these things were just ideas. They're just imaginations. There were conversations in my head that I would sit in a Starbucks and write down on my computer. And then to see it come to life in a theater where it's up on the screen and then see it open the hearts of the people watching it, it was so overwhelming for me. I would just literally cry at the back of the theater. And so I just stopped going. I don't watch my own film anymore because of it. I just like, I've seen it so many times now and it still kind of has that impact on me. But before I go up to speak, I don't want to like go up with red eyes and like, you know, still being overwhelmed by it.
You know, I think when we get to this point, this place and time in the public eye, right, Austin, you know, I think folks are expecting us to show a little vulnerability. I was doing an interview yesterday on gratitude. I literally got so choked up, I could not talk. And, you know, I've cried on air. I've had moments of awe on air. I have had people in the studio with me that, you know, they do apportation, meaning they bring material objects through their bodies. I mean, I've had people in the studio 3 feet from me bring forth a mega ruby. I mean, it is amazing what happens in the world. And I wanted to ask you about this place, this idea of illusion. It is so seductive, and the film really takes us to a place of both pain and both relief and some new meaning. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, in the words of, and I quoted Viktor Frankl before, but you know, in the words of Frankl and his books, Man's Search for Meaning, you know, this is a guy that basically went through the most horrific of horrific. And, you know, in his conclusion, you know, he talks about the fact that we are really the masters. You know, we are the people that can transform the experiences of our life. You know, he says meaning happens all the time. It doesn't matter if you're in prison or if you're in a concentration camp. And so I want to ask you, was your goal in this film to bring meaning or the idea of meaning to the forefront for people?
Oh, there's no question. And I love that you even raised that book as an example, because that was actually one of the very first books that I ever read.
Yeah, me too.
I would say probably when I was like 17 or 18 years old. And I loved the book, and I loved the takeaway from Viktor Frankl, where he was saying, because I get people ask me this question, you know, when I'm doing my Q&As after the film, sometimes they say, okay, I get this idea, you know, it's all in our own head and the perception is largely imaginary because we don't get much of reality, but lots of bad things happen in the world. And it seems to me like, you know, you're not giving any like acknowledgement to the fact that bad things happen to people. And I always tell them, and I love that example with Viktor Frankl, I said, no, of course bad things happen in the world. I mean, there's plenty of examples. And also, I don't even think, you know, sometimes in this community, people say, well, I must have somehow brought that to me. And I always say, no, I don't think so. Like, chaos happens. We see that happen in science all the time. Random events occur in science on a minute-by-minute basis. But the one thing that we always get to choose is what meaning do we give to that event? What response and how are we going to respond to that randomness or that event that's happening in our life? And that's 100% within your control. And it's exactly what Viktor Frankl was saying. He said, you know, the people who survived the Nazi concentration camp were the ones that somehow found meaning in the experience. And those were the people that actually had the best chance of survival and did survive the experience. So I like to tell people that all the time. It's not that these bad things don't happen to us. It's that you get to choose your perception of them. You get to choose the way you respond and what meaning you give it. And in that meaning it will either be your destruction or it will be your evolution and your rising, if you will, in the world out there. So I think that's a great example you raise.
Well, and, you know, I was really struck by it because I didn't get from the film, and maybe this is just, you know, because you and I probably read Viktor Frankl really young. Really early in life, right? I read it when I didn't really quite get what he was talking about, but for some strange reason, Austin, it like stayed with me. You know, it stayed with me. This idea of having meaning in life, regardless of what's going on. I think that's what you were trying to say. It's found, you know, it's found in every moment, you know, whether you are out in the world and you're breathing your last breath. We get to choose, and I want to ask you about that in the context of today's world. You are out in the world, and for those of you just tuning in, Austin Vickers joining me here today, writer and producer. The film we're talking about, if you haven't seen it, is People Versus the State of Illusion. Austin, what is the best website to send people to if they want to sponsor a viewing of the film, if they want to get involved?
It's the film's website, which is www.thestateofillusion.com, and that's all one word, thestateofillusion.com.
Okay, and there are many ways for people to get involved in this. I wanted to go to a point of time that is right now. It's in the present, and we'll talk about this when we come back from break, but I want to put it out there for folks to think about. You know, we've heard a lot about the economic conditions, people losing their homes. Clearly, people are losing their jobs. As a matter of fact, I've been fired from every job I've ever had. That's kind of interesting. but here we are in life. And is there a way, Austin, when we come back from break, is there a way for us to really look at this film and look at bringing meaning to our lives in today's world? Today's world, which some doors have been closed forever for people. You know, I talked to a gentleman who's 58 years old who lost his job, and he looked at me and he said, you know, what's the reality of this? Do you think I'm ever really going to get another job? And I said to him, how about the reality of your life, that you get to experience joy, whether you get another job or not? Let's talk about that when we come back, Austin, because
Good. I have a lot to say on that subject.
I know you do, because you're working with organizations like I do. Yay for us. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm talking with Austin here, Austin Vickers. And please, please, folks, if you haven't Googled it already, People Versus the State of Illusion, go to the website, thestateofillusion.com. How do you pick yourself up, move yourself forward, and find meaning in today's world? We'll be right back.
News, opinion, your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement
that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com. For more information about Austin, you can go to his personal website, which is austinvickers.com, or you could go to thestateofillusion.com about the film. It is a film whose idea, time has come. And Austin, I say that so seriously because we are at a place right now in the shift in consciousness, what's going on in the world, what's going on in people's lives, what's going on in companies right now. We are at a really, really important crossroads at many, many levels. You and I were talking during the break about our corporate experiences. You were on one side of it, and I was on the other side of it, and I don't think either one of us could sleep at night when it came to firing people. But here we are, fast forward now, and we are in this world where we've really moved away from asking the question, is this the right thing to do? And, you know, this is the question. Is this the right thing to do as opposed to doing things right?
No, I know. And I loved your example you gave before the break of this guy who lost his job and was really asking himself the question, you know, like, am I ever really going to be able to work again? Or because to me, that moment is so critical in a person's foundation. And we have a habit in our culture, and I'm not exactly sure why we have this habit, but we always have this assumption that when things don't work out the way we intend them, like when life takes us in a different direction and events outside of us go out of control and start affecting us, like i.e. we get fired or we're in a relationship and somebody leaves us, our natural inclination is so often to think that that's a negative event, to think that it's somehow a change for the worse, as opposed to looking at it like, okay, I've had this intention, I've had this path, all of a sudden life is taking over, I'm going to assume that a higher intelligence or a higher power is now in control, and I'm going to strap on my seatbelt and go for this what can be and could be the most amazing ride of my life. And that's the point at which I'm now going to listen more attentively, and I'm going to look for the magic to occur. And man, if people just shift that perception, what I you know, tell people all the time is there is no better time in human history than right now to turn our imaginations and dreams into reality. I mean, people, I know it looks awful out there in many respects, politically and economically and everything else, but, you know, we've just gone through the worst, you know, 4-year economic period in probably 50 years. And yet, at the same time, you have a kid in college who comes up with an idea and because of the internet becomes one of the richest billionaires in 4.5 years. Like, when before in human history has that ever been possible? Or, you know, when would you rather be alive with a medical issue than today with all of the technology that we have today? Or, you know, a kid in China or a kid in Brazil can go into his local library, get on the internet, and literally have available to him almost all of the information that's available in the world. I mean, he can listen to your show. He can watch my movie. You know, he can do whatever he wants to do. And so I look at it like I tell people all the time, man, this is probably the best point in human history ever to turn your imaginations and dreams into reality. The only thing that can get in the way is your perception that whatever is happening around you is somehow bad or somehow for the worse or somehow creating a limitation. It's not. The only thing that can possibly create that limitation for you is you.
I love what we're talking about here, because let's just play this out a little bit. What you said is brilliant. You know, before I got on the show with you today, we received an email because we have an open forum on our website. Everything on the site, by the way, everything we do is free. We don't charge for archives. We don't do any of that. That was our policy from day one. And, you know, we have a way for people to reach out to us. But here really is the essence of what you're saying, and I know you experience this every day. We got an email that came through our comments page on the website, and in that email, it was a reference by Sonia Choquette, who is one of the Hay House authors I've had on the show. Her work is amazing. And the request was, or what came in, was, I got your information from Sonia Choquette for information about a cure for Lyme disease. I went online and looked up Dr. Pat, but I found a clinic for treating Lyme. Can you help me? This came from a person halfway around the country that, you know, got information from Sonia because this was part of my healing journey, and I was able to find people in the alternative arena, by the way, that have found ways to help people with a disease like Lyme disease that the medical profession doesn't even acknowledge. I mean, isn't that what we're talking about here, Austin? Isn't that sort of the call to connect people so that
Absolutely.
Folks can help themselves?
Absolutely, and that's the beauty of it. You know, it's the same thing with the film. I'm actually really happy to report that the movie literally came out this week on DVD, and it's available now. But one of the things that we're doing as well, and I tell people who say, well, you know, I can't afford the price of the DVD or whatever, one of the projects that's near and dear to my heart is bringing the education of the film to prison systems and women's shelters and homeless shelters across the country for free. And so what I tell people at most of my talks is, look, if you are associated with a shelter or you know somebody in shelter or everybody has a shelter in your hometown, go into the home shelter or that women's abuse shelter, tell the director about this film and have them contact us. We will send a copy of the film for free, and you can watch it as a part of that shelter for free, you know, because we want to get this information out there to those populations that I think really need it and really could benefit from it, but because of their economic circumstances, obviously can't really afford to do it. And so there's, you know, there's always a way. There's always a way to get information that's really valuable to you. There's always a way to help. We need lots of help and people putting the film out there so that we can continue to do that. And that's the beauty of today's day and age and this this thing we call the internet, which I know annoys a lot of people. It annoys me sometimes too, you know, when I've had it up to here with technology or it goes down, but it's like everything. It's such a beautiful medium as well for spreading ideas that really matter and really can affect people's lives.
You know, and this is really, for me, having you on the show and talking about the film and talking about, you know, the power and the purpose of presenting something to an individual that will give them hope. And I did a show the other day, and I want to ask you about this, Austin, because, I mean, you know, you've been, this is not your first rodeo, so they say, right? hope. You travel around, you've been in front of audiences, you've seen the film hundreds of times, now you're in organizations. I want to ask you about hope. How does this film, how does People versus the State of Illusion, how does this bring a new face to hope?
Well, the whole film is really about hope. I mean, it's one of the central themes in the movie, it's one of the central characters in the movie. And, the entire film is really showing people, first of all, the mechanics of perception, which really leads us to a conclusion that I have to be accountable and responsibility for my own life and for what's in it. And that's a sobering moment for sure for many people.
Yeah.
But the upside of that moment and the beauty of that moment is that when the responsibility and the accountability lies with us, so does the power to change. So does the ability to affect not only ourselves, our physical health, our relationships and whatnot, but even our environment around us. And we talk a lot about that through what we call the content to process shift in the film. But more importantly, we just illustrate and leave people with this idea that at the end of the day, you can literally change the world that you live in without changing the world, because it's so dependent on your state of perception that once you make that shift, then everything becomes hopeful. Everything becomes possible. And events and circumstances in life will conspire to really bring your imaginations and dreams into reality. So, you know, if you can't watch this film without feeling hopeful. It's impossible. And I tell people all the time, man, even economically, if you look at some of the world's, you know, biggest and most successful people, they often made their money and created their success when the world was at its worst, when, you know, the circumstances, when they were fired and life forced them to relook at their situation, and that's where the opportunity is discovered.
I love it. Austin Vickers joining us here today. People versus the State of Illusion. The question, can people really change? When we come back, not only will we talk about this, but we'll talk about some of the folks that are featured in the field, in the film, people that you probably heard of, maybe some people not, but what is it about life that calls you to a higher purpose? What is it about your life right now that feels so uncomfortable? Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about this discomfort and the huge opportunity to contribute to changing the world. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It was great to have Austin Vickers joining us here today. If you haven't seen the film, it's out on DVD, People versus the State of Illusion. And was certainly, you could go to the website, The State of Illusion. com. If you haven't done a screening or if there is a body of people you'd like to show this, go to the website. I'll show you where the film is actually being screened and so forth. And you know, Austin, I want to thank you again for joining me here today. I want to talk about some of the people in the film, but I also want to talk about something you and I just joked about during the break. You know, you and I we have to have a dark side to ourselves. I mean, just look at our history and look at one of the first books that we've ever read together, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell people all the time, like, you know, one of the privileges, obviously, even in the making of the film and having the experts that are in it and being on the speaking circuits where I've got to talk to a lot of the authors and consciousness and everything else. I tell people all the time when I get up in front of audiences, look at one illusion. Let's address it right up front. You teach what you need to learn. So when you're looking at this film and you're seeing me talking about imagination and authenticity and all of these things, trust me, nobody has been more unimaginative in this world than me. Nobody has been less trusting and less trustworthy and inauthentic than me. So I teach these things not because I'm an expert at them, but because I need to learn them probably more than you guys do. And it's not only true of me, it's true of everybody else. I mean, once you get to know these people, you see how messed up everybody is.
Right.
And they all have these shadow sides. And so, but you can take away two things from that. You can either demoralize yourself to a point where you give up hope and say, oh, well, why should I bother if everybody is kind of messed up? Or you can look at it and go, man, these are messed up people who are touching the world and changing lives. and I'm messed up too, and therefore I have that same ability as they do to share that light and change people's lives in the way they are. And that hopefully is the takeaway I think that people should have.
I love it because I have to tell you, it is the contrast that allowed me to walk away from that very high-powered, high-paying HR job and walk away from it and say, no, I am not firing this woman 1 month away from her pension. And as a matter of fact, back then in those days, you know, you didn't just fire people and walk them out the door. You actually kept your workforce there. You know this. You kept your workforce there, and they had to train their replacement.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you talk about inhumane. And in the middle of all that, I formed support groups. Clearly, you cannot stay in a place where you've now become the maverick. And I think that's what you're talking about. But here's the question for you. And here's the question for all of us. You know, you've interviewed a number of phenomenal people for the movie. What did you find was the takeaway from them as a collective or from any one individual? What have you heard them say, perhaps, Austin, that was not said before in your own personal consciousness?
Well, it's not that I probably haven't heard it before, but I think that I heard it so loudly when I was interviewing them and got really specific examples of, you know, in one case in particular, I was talking to the people that had started Pear Laboratories, which was a laboratory set up to test people's ability to affect inanimate objects with their intention, you know, and their thoughts. And they proved over 25 years that, in fact, people could do so. But one of the things they said that was really interesting to me was, you know, the first time people came in for trials, they had this huge effect on the machines. But the second time they came in and did the trial, there was almost no effect on the machines. It's as if the machines went back to randomness again. And then the third through the 20th trial, they had an effect on the machines. It was never as great as the first time, but never as bad as the second time. And I remember being really puzzled by that. And I said to them, well, why is that? What do you ascribe that to? And they said, well, the first time that people came in, they were so open-minded, they didn't know what they were actually even coming in for, that the machines responded brilliantly to that open-mindedness. The second time people came in, they figured out that they had somehow made the effect on the machines, and they tried to do whatever it was that they had done the first time to kind of control the machines and cause that outcome, and it's as if the machines had no response whatsoever. And then the third time they came in, they were now humbled by the second time, and so they came back more open-minded, but never as open-minded as the first time. And if I heard one theme consistent from Thomas More and Peter Senge and Robert and Brenda John and all these people that are in there and who are really amazing, it was, this isn't a mechanism for controlling life. When it's, you know, some people got that message from The Secret, this idea that somehow once they discovered the power, they could make things happen and make things magically appear. And it's not that. That's a misconstruction of what this is all about. What it really is a listening, right? It's a, and you and I talked a little bit about this over one of the first breaks, where it's paying attention to what life is calling us to do and then aligning ourselves with that calling. So it's not so much about control and controlling things, but of course we're humans and so we interject that into everything. But to really make the world work with us, so to speak, we have to learn to let go and start to listen, and then we align ourselves with it as opposed to trying to cause it to conform to our desires. And that's a big shift, I think, from The Secret. It's a big shift from even What the Bleep to a certain extent. And it's one of the things that we talk in depth in the movie and in the, you know, in the DVD, we've got 53 additional minutes of question and answer with all of the experts. And that comes out in that additional footage.
Well, you know, this is really, first of all, thank you for saying yes to doing what you're doing. You know, many people, you know, see this as, you know, that guy Austin, he could do it. But, you know, it's an act of courage. You know, you being able to say yes and actually take this idea and bring it to the forefront is a big yes. Austin, I want to thank you for joining me here today. And I want to ask you one last question. What is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me here. I think, you know, it really is the message of the film, and that is don't let anyone take your imaginations and dreams away, and don't allow the setbacks in life to, don't interpret them in a way that it leads you to the conclusion that your imaginations or dreams are not possible. You know, the exact opposite interpretation is there, which is when that roadblock occurs, when that limitation occurs, look at it as a change in direction that's orchestrated not by you, but by life. And if you'll listen and follow that prompting and stay committed to the dream and stay committed to the imagination, I promise all of your listeners that those imaginations and dreams will become a reality. And there's no better time in history for it to happen than today, and no better person in history to do it than you and the person that has that, you know, imagination or dream to follow. So that would be what my message to them.
Thank you so much, Austin. Thank you so much. Folks, go check it out, thestateofillusion.com, austinvickers.com. Austin, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for having me on, Pat. It's really been a pleasure. It's been an amazing and fun conversation with you. I really appreciate it.
And please let us know. We'd love to have you back. Thank you. Wow.
Okay.
Wow, everyone. Are you ready? Are you ready to change your lives? Yeah. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. A lot to think about, but guess what? We know you can do it. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.